Thank you, Dennis. And thank you, Dennis and Scott, for organizing this symposium. I think it's a really important topic. During the past many years, and water purification has become more and more popular because of the rapid increase in population and the limit of water resources. Now, this water reuse has a lot of benefits, but some of the adverse impact, some of them are well understood and some of them are less well understood. This impact could be long-term, could be short-term. The short-term impact include, for example, the salinity. We know that if we do not provide enough leaching fraction, the salt may be accumulating soil pretty rapidly because of the relatively higher salinity level of the reclaimed water. Now, for this long-term impact, we are less understand what's going on. One of the examples is this soil biological quality type of thing, how they will be impacted by the wastewater application. Now, in this study, we try to assay this soil enzyme activities. And soil enzyme activity could be used as integrative indicators of soil health. And the enzyme in soil catalyzes the biogeochemical cycling of carbon, nitrogen, phosphorus, and sulfur in soils. And their activity may well reflect the soil biological function and their health. Now, there are many factors can affect enzyme activity. For example, pH value, salinity level, and organic carbon content, carbon nitrogen ratio, and also pesticide residues or trace elements. So many things could affect their activity. This enzyme effect, water reuse impact on enzyme could be, sometimes could be beneficial to the enzyme, sometimes could be adverse effect. Now, for example, the enhanced by chemical activities was observed because of the high nutrient level. However, if you have a higher heavy metal content, their activity may be suppressed. Now, this the objective of our research is to determine and compare soil enzyme activities at long-term reclaimed water, wastewater irrigated sites with their respective controls. So we took soil samples from five sites, field sites. Each site include a control and the wastewater treated irrigation plots with five replicates. And we assayed 17 soil enzymes, which the enzymes were associated with nitrogen, carbon, phosphorus, and sulfur cycles. And also plus two oxoreductase. One is a catalase and the other is a dehydrogenase. And all from the soil samples. And at the end of this experiment, we also use a cluster analysis to study the underlying structure in the data set. We, as I mentioned, that the soil samples were collected from five sites in Southern California area, Fontana, San Jacinto, Camarillo, Pomona, and Irvine. The wastewater treatment, some of the treatment sites receive primary treated water, and some of the sites receive secondary treated water, and some sites receive tertiary treated water. And the crops varies from citrus, pasture, vegetables, citrus, and turf loam. And the soil texture is from sand to sandy loam loam. So then we have different pH and different EC levels of from the soils. Now this slide is very crowded. I do not try to read everything, but just to let you know that each enzyme the procedure, the method to assay enzymes is different. So we have 17 enzymes and we have 17 methods to do it. So, you know, temperature is different, in the incubation time is different, pH value is different. So just want to let you know. But each of those has well established the methods. The following slides reports our findings for the enzyme activities. The first slide shows activities of carbon cycling. So we have four enzymes to show this. I just want to point out this blank is control. This colored, it's a dark colors treat the wastewater, treat the soil. So actually, one thing you can see is all the wastewater treated plots has higher the enzyme activity. So for all the four enzymes which involve the carbon cycling. Now this shows the values of the in comparing to treated control. So all the numbers in this table are the ratios. The treated value divided by the control, and then we calculate the mean of this value. The, this indicates the significant level of p-value less than 5, and if this indicates a significant level of p less than 0.1, so 1% or 5%. Now this value means that we have, as I mentioned earlier, we have five replicates from controlled site plots. We have five replicates from treated sites. So we check the mean, compare the mean. So if there's a significant difference between treated and the control, then we have this indicates these levels of significance. So you can see that on one site, this Camarillo site has relatively less difference between treated and control, except this invertase, it's significantly higher than the control. The other three enzymes are almost not significantly different. However, at the Irvine site, all the treated sites has very significantly higher enzyme activity in compared to the control. So you can see this. Now this slide shows the six enzymes that relate to nitrogen cycling. Again, this wastewater treat plots are either almost the same or higher than the control sites. So this nitrogen cycling is enhanced by the wastewater treatment. Again, these values are the ratios of treated compared to control, and some of them are significantly higher, and some of them are slightly higher, but they are not significant in statistical terms. They are not significant. Again, this urban site. They are all the treated sites enzyme activities are very significantly higher than the control sites. Now this slide shows the four enzymes related to phosphorus cycling. Again, all the treated soil samples have much higher enzyme activity than the control sites. The level of significant difference is shown in this table. So in this, there is some similar thing like the carbon. The Camarillo site is not very significant, not significantly different in comparing the treated and the control. But the urban site is very different, very significantly higher than the control site. Now, this urban site, this vegetable vegetation is turf lawn. So usually, turf the root activity is much higher than the other things. And these are three other soil enzymes, and shows that again, this control sites are lower, the activity are lower than the wastewater treated sites. And this shows a significant level of this other enzyme activity ratios. So if we pull all this enzyme activity together, we have this that shows this five sites of this. Again, this blank column is the control, and this dark colored column, columns are treated plots. So we see that the all the enzyme activities are higher in treated wastewater treated plots than their respective controls. Now, we also use a cluster analysis to try to analyze, you know, if we are not going to assay all the 17 enzymes, if we are going to only like analyze a few of them, what are the enzymes we should choose? So from here, this catalase is still in the first order. So if we are going to analyze one, that's probably the best best choice to do it, to characterize the enzyme activities. Right now, in the second order, we have a few. This, for example, in the invertase and this alkaline phosphatase, they are probably the best choices to if you are going to analyze two or three. So this shows that most of the other enzymes are in a real lower order. If we, they sometimes can combine together to do the analysis to characterize the enzyme activity. So in conclusion, there's no evidence that biogeochemical cycling of carbon, nitrogen, phosphorus, and the sulfur in long-term reclaimed water application sites was adversely affected. And actually, reclaimed wastewater application really doesn't present any long-term adverse environment impact on this quality of receiving soil in terms of this nutrient cycling and this. And from the enzyme activity, we see that the overall soil health is enhanced. And just as Dr. Paper reported that the biologic activity was increased and promoted by the application of bisolids in some of the soils. And catalase and alkaline phosphatase and acid phosphatase and dehydrogenase and urease are the most appropriate indicators of soil enzyme activity for soil receiving reclaimed water. Thank you for your attention.
Do we have any questions for Lao Shang?
Yes. Well, we did not analyze that, and this is more like pilot study, see what's going on in terms of enzyme activity, and that will be a very interesting topic to do future research. Thank you. Great.
I know in the western U.S., for most of our soils are alkaline, we tend to say, well, we're not going to have phosphate-leaching problems like they do in acid soils in Florida. But I'm looking at the data, given long-term increased activity of the p-cycling enzymes, mm-hmm. Do you think that is going to open the way to possible greater phosphate-leaching?
That really depends on the In the western part of the of this country, I think it really depends on the irrigation management strategies. And if you can manage your irrigation in a perfect way, then essentially there's no runoff, there's no leaching. And especially phosphorus is much less mobile than nitrate, so I do not see there's a huge threatened for the surface water. But remember that phosphorus is always somehow, you know, attached to the particulates. So if there's like a soil erosion, organic particulates erosion, then that will be a major threat, threat to the water quality rather than its mobility of itself. Yes, Don. Yeah.
You're showing the ones that are least similar. For instance, the one on the bottom there
yeah.
is the one that's least similar to the others. So that's not representative of that group, but that's the one if you only had to do one that was completely separate. But it seems like what you would want to do with this is select four or five clusters down at a lower level and look at the one that has the highest score that can represent a whole group of enzymes, rather than looking for the one that's the most different.
I think you're right. Sorry. It's a misinterpretation of this cluster analysis. I did, but yeah, thank you.